Hey, I'm here.
Hey, sorry about that. That was my, I hung up on you.
No problem.
So anyway, I got the kitchen remodeled about, I want to say about 10 years ago, but it definitely needs to get refaced or painted. So I was thinking of doing that too. And I have granite countertops in the
Sure.
kitchen. And I expanded my deck. It's 14 by 12. It's not that big, but it's bigger than it was.
Do you have somewhere else to move?
I'm sorry.
Do you have somewhere else that you're going to move to when you do?
I do not. And you see, that's where the 1 to 3 months is coming in. What I'd like to do is to buy a house closer to the York River, and I would like a ranch. So I
Sure.
know I'm being very picky, but that's what I want.
Now, why do you want to sell this place, if you don't mind me asking? Just be, is it just because of the new house, or?
Well, I've been here for since 2000. I raised my daughter here, and it's an up and down. And I just kind of want like a one floor. I'm 62. I'm not old, but I'm 62, so I'd rather a ranch and just a little more peace, like maybe down by the river. I grew up in New York, in right on the Atlantic Ocean, in between the Jamaica Bay and the Atlantic Ocean. So I was basically on an island, and I just happened to love the water. So the York River will do.
Okay. Now, I mean, are you set in stone? Because if we would buy it the way it is, I mean, I'm familiar with the house. I mean, would that be any interest to you?
Well, I'd like to get it fixed up. It's in very good condition, don't get me wrong. I've never redone the bathroom, either one of them. Well, one of them I did, but the other one I've never redone, the one upstairs with the shower and the bath. So I would like to get, top dollar for it. Like, what do you guys think? And I know that the cash offers are like 50 to 70%. And I want to mention this. Right down the block, literally, and I'm sure you know this if you're familiar with Genito Road,
Yeah.
there is 110 acre, the largest water park, not water park, wave ocean in the world, going right down the block, which is going to bring a lot of people that you could probably do an Airbnb and every 2 weeks rent it out and have it clean and sweet as could be.
Okay.
So I have other people that are going to make me offers, but before that, I just want to know, like, where are you guys?
Sure.
I know you're going to want to be see the inside, and that's fine.
Well, I
But,
mean, we know the area, so it's not like we have to see the, actual inside to really know if we would be a good fit for you or not. I mean, it might
And
be. Go
hold on,
ahead.
and my AC unit is 10 years old, and so is the water, what do you call it? The
Water heater.
water heater, brand new washer and dryer, brand new stove, brand new refrigerator, brand new microwave. It's all stainless steel, brand new. So just and my driveway is the only driveway that is paved, and it's got three spots there.
Okay. That sounds like, it's you have a nice property, no question. I don't even if we were to say, hey, we would do this, I don't even you're like you said, you want to fix it up anyway and, try to get as much as you can top dollar for it, which, that makes sense.
Right.
So I don't even know that, we would really make an offer this time, just because, we buy houses. We don't really make, just offers on houses that, may or may not come. But I mean, we definitely would want it, and we would definitely take it. We're familiar with the house.
Okay, well, I know for a fact, because the guys came out here and they were the ones who suggested I just put $25,000 into this house that has a lifetime warranty and it goes to the next owner. In other words, whoever buys it also has the lifetime warranty for the foundation. So that's another thing. So I don't know what you're willing to offer. Like I was told, I know the lady next door, the house was a POS, and I'm sure you know what that means. That went for 275, and then the one to the right of me, I think it's, I don't know what the address is. I think it's 3006. Hus went for like 254, and Hus needed a lot of work. Oh, and by the way, I have all brand new, well, not brand new, but like 3 years old. How do you call that? A luxury vinyl plank throughout the bottom. So,
I
I
mean,
know you
yeah.
know the area. I'm letting you know where I'm at. And I was told you guys to go from 30 to 50%. So I don't, I understand that that's your business. You flip, you make, you do. That's what you guys do.
Sure.
But I bought this house in a foreclosure many years ago, and I'm making out for it. So I want to go to a 55 plus community, and they're very expensive.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think all that information that you're saying is relevant, and it makes sense. And I think getting what you want for the property is definitely important. And whether that's us or someone else, that would be up to you. For who you would, really work with. But
Right. Do
when
you
we're done.
actually to come out and look at the property? Because if you do, I can set that up.
Well, we're interested in it. We would, we I don't even need to, see it inside right now to know that I would buy it, 'cause I would.
Okay, what would you offer me for it?
Well, I mean, again, like I said, you have these plans that you want to fix it up some more.
Have the plans that I want to fix it up. I know how much it will cost me to fix it up. Other than that, it's a very livable house.
So, I mean, let's just say, okay. Zach, let's just say, hey, that number works for me, but what then? I mean, are you, like you said, you told me, you said you want to fix it up more. I mean, but where I'm at is, I don't mind taking it as is.
Right, but as is, see, I just want to figure out because I'm not paying a realtor and I'm not paying any closing costs. What I want is, and I know I might be acting very, very aggressive, but there's not really a lot of houses on the market around here. So if I can get paid for it, I'm going to get paid for as much as I can. But what I'm saying to you is, I know exactly how much it would be because I had contractors come in here and tell me, okay, this is what you need. You need to get that whole entire underneath resealed. The insulation needs to go back up. You definitely need to get paint. I need to get new shutters. And everything else I told you, yeah, you have to paint inside. That's it. That's all you have to do. So other than that, I will pay the money to get the underneath done.
Mm-hmm.
And get it painted for a couple of $1,000 from a kid, from a guy, from, you know, a qualified gentleman that knows how to paint. It doesn't matter anyway, because there's barely any furniture in here. And what's in here can, you know, strictly get covered. Rugs are going. They're out. All of the, you know, the bottom things, the kicker plates, they're all gone. I'm getting all brand new those.
Yep.
So,
well,
is
that something that you absolutely have your mind made up that you're going to do?
What do you mean?
Meaning,
No, because I know how much it's going to cost me altogether. I have not made my mind up, but I will after I get an offer. You see where I'm going with this?
And what are you looking to really get?
Well, what do you... Please don't play that game with me. I mean, I'm seriously, seriously wanting to sell.
Okay, yeah, and I'm seriously wanting to buy it. And, you know, I'm not playing any games. You know, we buy about 20, 30 houses a month. And, you know, at the end of the day, I don't
have people coming over here to give me quotes. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to come out here and look at it, I'm giving you every opportunity to come out here and look at it and tell you everything I said is the 100% truth.
Sure.
So
no, I believe you,
that's
Christine.
Why I'm just looking for an offer. If you need to put it in writing, that's fine. If you need to think about it, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm
thinking. No, I mean, I know the area. So the, you know, the properties, you know, I have properties in the area, you know, it's, you know, I appreciate you for being definitely upfront with me. And, you know, you say you want a price, and, you know, that's fine. I have no problem, you know, seeing if I can give you, you know, what you're asking for. And, you know, with that being said, you know, I don't go back and forth, and I don't, you know, play with prices and do this. You know, I frankly don't have the time for it.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. So just let me know what you want for me. So this way, when the next guy comes, I can say, hey, look, this guy was on point, and I'll go right back to you. I have
sure.
your name written right here, your phone number. I have
yeah.
respect for you. I'm also a businesswoman, so I think you might have to respect for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, at this time, you know, because, you know, it makes sense in your shoes, if I were you, to be, you know, shopping around and seeing who can give me the highest offer. And that, you know, I completely understand that.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just kind of not, I'm not really in that game of just trying to bid the highest number or, you know.
Okay.
I would like to, you know, buy it, but I don't, you know, basically where I'm at, you know, and what we do is, you know, we talk numbers, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, then it's, you know, then it's kind of.
I mean, do you think that other people don't shop around? Like, honestly, they do.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So I'm just asking you for a number. If you don't want to give it to me, that's fine.
I mean, it would make me feel more comfortable if you could tell me approximately what you would want today. To be like,
oh,
Zach, I'll be done with it. You know, I don't even need to think about it anymore. This, if you could pay me this and give me, you know, say 90 days to close so I could find my next place, I would go with you, and we wouldn't even talk about, you know, anyone else.
Okay. And I'm not meaning to be a smarty pants when I say this. I think you can tell from my accent, I'm from New York.
Yes,
right?
Ma'am.
Okay. And just hear me out from being a New Yorker. I don't go around my elbow to get to my nose. You know, I just say it straight out. So I'm going to say it straight out to you. Okay?
Okay.
I worked for Wall Street. I know finances.
Sure.
My house is going to cost me so much to get it fixed, and then I know what I can sell it for, because the price of my home has gone up. Last time I looked, I think it was $9,000 in 30 days. And don't forget, like I said, the biggest water park, not water park, wave pool in the world is going in down the block. I want to go to the real water. I don't do fake shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just being real. Sorry.
Oh, you're good. It's not a problem. You know, I appreciate it.
I'm an easy person. I'm organic. I'm going to go with the best person that's going to give me the best deal. Let's say I go to someone that offers me more than you do. And they're like, but you have to be out in 30 days. Bitch, I don't even have a place to go to. No, 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 no. You're going to have to give me 90 days. You know what I'm saying? $2,000
yeah.
is not going to break the bank.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and, you know, we'd give you, a year or however long you need it, honestly. It's not, you know, we buy houses all the time. You know, it doesn't really matter if we go fast or slow. If we're doing something, then, you know, we're doing something. So,
right. And I'm not behind in my taxes. I don't have a mortgage. I am in no rush to go anywhere.
Yeah.
I just really want a ranch. That is like my dream, to go down by Yorktown Beach and get a little ranch and be a happy little old 62-year-old lady.
Mm-hmm. Would you want us to help you find one as well? Because we do, you know, offer that. You know, because let's just say we were to come to some type of agreement. You know, typically it's, you know, not the easiest always to find something that you want. And
I have found quite a few that I'm absolutely in love with.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm not downing you. I mean, they'll probably go really, really quickly.
Yeah.
But if you want to buy this place, and you will give me time to find another place, and then you can find me another place, because I certainly can't find a place. Me and you are partners.
Okay. Okay, I like what you're saying, and it makes sense to me. It does. So,
well, thank you.
You know, I think your numbers were pretty relevant from what you said, you know, earlier. I mean, let's just say you know, we came to a number today. I mean, is it something that you would even consider, you know, if we were to say, you know, we'll give you, you know, a year, 90 days, however long you need to find that new place?
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, are you going to, you set in stone on continuing to do updates to it?
I don't think you want to give me the price, and I don't want to keep, you know, floating around again.
Well, I just don't know the price. That's all.
You've
got another quote that I don't know the price. I'm not sure.
Nobody else gave me another quote. You were the first person that I called.
Mm-hmm.
You said you don't come out. I was ready to make an appointment with you. You don't come out. If I can find a place on my own, which I'm very resourceful.
Sure.
Then I may need your help, and I would reach out for your help. But
okay.
For right now, all I wanted was a price. And if you didn't have the price, why don't you get back to me and let me know a price? I will give you my email. Please don't call me, because I'm going to have a lot of other people calling, and I hate talking on the phone.
Okay. So, you know, if I don't come out, it's, if I came out to every single property that I bought, I would end up buying less than I do now, just because of, you know, how many people say, oh, yeah, we'll do this, and then I come out and, you know, they change their mind. And I'm not saying you're that person, because, you know, you are very upfront, you know, and I don't deal with, you know, a lot of people that, you know, have your sense of kind of direction and, you know, personality, which I respect, by the way.
I know. So. Listen, we've been on the phone 20 minutes. I mean, can you give me a roundabout figure? Do you guys pay 50 to 70% of assessment or asking price? I mean, give me some kind of a clue.
I mean, you know, I think around assessment,
it's not locked in stone. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Sometimes I'm not comfortable because, you know, I don't want to try to insult anyone. But, you know, if I were to make an offer, it would probably be around assessment. You know, I'm not saying that's my offer.
An assessment is $298, I believe, right?
Maybe I'm looking at, you know, the 2023 one. Yeah, I'm looking at 2023. I mean, that's kind of what I'm looking at, is the 2023 assessment. Which is around that, you know, 240 range. And I'm not saying that's my offer, but, you know, that's, you know, without definitely seeing it, that's probably somewhere.
Oh, so don't do assessment. You do like a certain percentage of the assessment. I'm not trying to steal your business. Please, I do not care. I just want to get the fuck out of you.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, so the number, you know, just for me, for the bank, you know, in the future, you know, because we would buy this cash, obviously, but, you know, to be able to refinance and pull the money back out and just keep the business going, you know, that's just the numbers that, you know, would kind of work for us.
Right. I don't have to refinance. My mortgage is PIF.
Sure, yeah, I understand that. But us buying, you know, 20 plus houses a month, you know, we like to do that to stay.
I got
you.
All right. You don't wanna, you're saying like 240, is that what you're saying?
I mean, that would probably be a good start.
Yeah. All right, because I do want to let you know, next door needed a hellacious amount of work, and the one next door needed a hellacious amount of work, like a hellacious. They were in there for like 4 months before they even rented it. So, and theirs went for $234, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, what, $4,000 or $6,000 more. That's not much. And, you know. All right, I just wanted to see where you guys are. You're not disrespecting me. I had no idea. I'd never worked with anybody like this before. And I probably would have cursed you out years ago, but I'm not going to do that. It's Sunday. I love you. Thank you. And you have a wonderful day.
Okay, well, I'm not saying that's my offer, but if you want to, you know, give me a price, you know, that's just where we're starting at. And if you want to, you know, let me know, I'd be more than happy to, you know, hear you out and see if we can get that price for you.
All right. Well, I have off for the next 2 weeks, so I'm going to be making a lot of calls and having a lot of people coming out and, you know, giving their opinion. Because like I said, I found out exactly how much it will fix underneath the house, which will be absolutely beautiful, brand spanking new. You know, it'll look nice. And you know, I could sell it without a realtor. I'm not paying no six. I ain't paying no three.
All right. Well,
how are you?
I like the way that you operate. I just, you know, dealing with people, you're going to be running into probably some of the same issues if you're not happy with, you know, kind of that number. Investors, they typically, you know, they have that.
Usually pays selling costs? Closing costs. Isn't it the buyer?
I mean, that's all negotiable, but, I always, always pay for closing costs.
What? Sellers pay for closing costs or buyers?
It's all negotiable, I typically always do.
No, I'm saying in general.
Yeah, in general, with investors, you know, it's all negotiable.
Yeah, no, I know everything is negotiable. I think everything in life is negotiable.
Sure.
I mean, I'm saying that I don't know much about real estate. I know a lot about stock market, but I don't know a lot about real estate.
If we were to buy it, I can only speak for us. If we were to buy it, we would pay for closing costs. You know,
okay.
That's.
But you're not sure whether real estate agents charge the buyer or the seller. I mean, I could probably look it up. I just thought, you know.
Well, everybody has their own. Everybody has their own closing costs. So, I would say in a regular real estate transaction, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, on market.
Right.
That, the seller is going to pay for closing costs.
Seller does, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
but each party has closing costs. So in a transaction like we would do, you know, typically the buyer pays,
mm-hmm.
you know, off market.
Right, right. Gotcha.
All right.
Sounds very good. Thank you very much, son. I appreciate your help.
Okay, yeah, no problem. And I'll be in contact with you.
What is your name?
My name is Zach.
Zach. Okay, Zach. I'm Chris.
Okay. All right, Chris. Thank
and
you.
And I don't like, you know, overcall. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me do my research, and then you and I'll talk. You should hire me for sales. I do killer business. Have a nice day.
Okay.